from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The Labour Party in Britain rejects suggestions of interference in St. Lucia's political run-up to general elections. Caribbean Development Bank member states at odds over China and Taiwan, and more opposition to the use of Yardie informants by British police. I'm Carol Orr, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The British Labour Party has dismissed suggestions of interference in St. Lucia's general election due on Friday. The rejection comes just days after a UK MP stood on a platform endorsing the opposition St. Lucia Labour Party during campaign rallies at the weekend. According to party headquarters in Britain, the MP's platform pledge is no different to exchanges of support found among sister parties worldwide. Ken Richards reports.
It means so much for you to have a Labour government here when we have a Labour government in Britain. If we're going to be able to work together, and we must, for your future and for ours.
These comments by Claire Ward, Britain's youngest female MP, are what prompted the St. Lucian government to make its accusation of interference. Prime Minister Vaughan Lewis told a platform rally Ms. Ward was brought into St. Lucia by the opposition Labour Party simply to interfere. British Labour Party headquarters, however, say as Ms. Ward is not a cabinet member but simply a backbench member of parliament, her support merely represents the Labour Party's solidarity. The government, they say, is not involved. Links between the two parties have existed for several years due to mutual membership of the Socialist International Group. Parties which join the network are formally affiliated to each other, sharing projects and information. A British Labour Party spokesman said it was regrettable that some in the St. Lucian government had interpreted Ms. Ward's support as a British government endorsement.